it's meant so much, to be honest. I think more than people from outside would actually see. I've loved every minute of it, to be honest, and I hope that's shown, because I've met groups of people in terms of players and staff who, and a chairman and yourselves, who work so closely with this football club that it does have that special kind of feeling to it. That I was just speaking to John Gorman before, and I just said, I don't want to just, and I was speaking to Simon as well, I said, I don't want to come, be here for 5 months, meet good people, and just walk away. Like, if there's a possibility of staying, if manager wants to stay and wants to keep me, then I'd love to do so. And I think that's the, I've said it before and I'll say it again, there's players in our dressing room who could play at an higher level. We know that. Probably 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. Do you know what I mean? And I think that it's great credit to the football club and the football family, to be honest, because that's what it is, Milton Keynes. Everyone cares about it. And I can understand people's disappointments when stuff don't go right. But the most passionate people are the ones, when it don't go right, who vent the frustration. You can, do you know what I mean? It sort of goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I hate losing myself, do you know what I mean? And it's a case of sometimes when you have that passion, the feeling is a frustration. You saw it yesterday with Man City fans. 2 minutes to go and they'd have probably the best season they've ever had for a long number of years. But. And they're wanting to kick seats because just throughout, they're not having a go at the team. Do you know what I mean? They're not angry at players. They just want success so badly. And I think that for this club to go to the next level, we need that success. And it's not far away. I hope we can do it this season. But if we can't, then, as I say, there's players who want to stay here because of what this club's about and want to succeed with this club rather than going elsewhere where they could be getting better wages, going to what most people think could be a bigger club. And I think that tells you that there's something special inside this football club.
I'm not going to push you on next season and what happens after this season, because I think there's time to do that and we can have another conversation. But you are out of contract at Newcastle, aren't you, at the end of the season? And you said there's a possibility that you would like to stay if Carl stays.
Yeah.
And there are so many factors involved with that, aren't they?
Yeah.
But one of the main factors is you love playing football.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it. And I think that people don't understand that until you do actually make a move from a Premier League. People say, oh, people, they want to just stay and take the wages, blah, blah, blah.
Well, there's a perception, isn't there, of footballers, that it's all about money.
And people see that. And like I said, when I came to Milton Keynes, people were like, what, you're going to Milton Keynes? And it's like, yeah. And it's like, well, why? And I said, well, I want to enjoy playing football. I want to enjoy it last. Sorry. I know that my football career won't last forever. And I don't want to be at a club last 3-4 years of my career where I'm not enjoying it, because that'll be your abiding memory when you finish playing. I want to be at somewhere that's a family club, that's a good club, a good football club run by people who care about you. And every club that I've been at has been like that from when I started. Newcastle, Man United, Leeds United, and this football club, since I've been here, cares about its people. And I think that's massively important to, as I say, people don't really get to know you as a person. They see what plays football and it's totally different. It's like anybody going to work. You've got to be that person who no one wants to cross. You've got to be not a nasty person, but you've got to make sure you look after yourself. You go into football when you're 17 years, 16 years old, when you leave school, and you're fighting against other people to get a job, to make a living. And I think that you've got to carry that on. And I hope when people like yourselves speak to me and know me that you find a totally different person to what you'd probably expect. And I know that's not a criticism of anyone, because I see people and have an opinion on them before I've even met them. And as I said, that just goes hand in hand with people you see and have an opinion on them.